if you've got the talent and you can work on the hard work and put them both together, then you give yourself the best chance of becoming a top athlete.
When you start to build yourself up and start to have real, authentic confidence from hard work, everything else going away.
What's the secret to success? Hard work, hard work, hard work.
The key with me is just always finding what the anchor is. And the anchor is getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day before anybody else and grounding my thought process in the no one will outwork me. No one.
The true secret of success is to accept the truth that the only path is the path of hard work and productivity.
You understand that if you struggle now, you stand tall later. You understand that if you suffer now, you smile later. You understand that if you sacrifice now, you will succeed later.
When I realized that I can learn through hard work and I can beat the valedictorian in school, but I got put in 10 hours more a day than he does. You know what kind of strength comes from that? When you're sitting down and that guy, that valedictorian studied for an hour, and you know, I caught you, and I am dumb, but I have the work ethic to catch you. That's where David Goggins got really invented.
How can a champion be a champion without hard work? How can you get that promotion that you know you deserved without hard work? How can you be the best father or mother you can be without hard work?
Consistency. Sometimes you beat people not because you're better. You just wear them out. You just wear them down. That's going to be the year with some team. You're just going to wear them out.
How can you get to the next level without hard work?
I'm telling y'all got to get to the place, bro, where you execute, where you get it done, and when you come out, they just scared because you out. When Mike Tyson came out, he didn't have to fight 80% of his fight. He just came out, and because people knew he could execute, boom, 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 boom. When you get results, when you execute, man, it's a difference.
Don't wait for someday. There are 7 days in the week. Someday isn't one of them.
What God has blessed you with, the talent, he's given it to you. To play ball. He gave it to you. You just was blessed with it. Now you got to put in that work.
Listen up. Yes, I'm talking to you.
If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do.
This is something you all need to understand. If you want to be the best in whatever you do, you got to start acting different than everybody else.
You don't have to compare yourself to anyone because you have the ability to create the life you want.
You've been put in a position where you ultimately doubted yourself. You started to believe you don't belong here. You're not that good. You don't fit the criteria of what the rest of the world is looking for.
I didn't want to be like everybody else. I wanted to be the f***ing best at everything I did.
Do you realize how difficult it is to be different?
Winning requires discipline. Commit to making things happen.
You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got dots to connect.
I want to be remembered forever. And in order for that to happen, I realized I needed to f***ing act like it.
So don't just talk about what you want to happen. Be an action taker and recognize that you don't have to be jealous of anyone.
We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere.
You can't be doing the same sh- that everybody else is doing if you want to be the best.
You achieve your goals only when you are disciplined enough to keep showing up when you don't feel like it.
The best of everything comes with a f***ing price.
Success stories have a humble beginning.
It's your turn. You shouldn't feel guilty. It's your turn.
is your time. You've blessed everybody else. You've set everybody else for success. You've compromised you for them, and look where you are. It's time for you. And so for a lot of you, you're not doing nothing because you don't have any purpose right now. You don't have a sense of purpose. You're not waking up for nobody. And I need you to get that engine. I need that drive, because you know what to do. You're the right person to do it, but you just can't seem to get out of bed. You can't seem to do what you're supposed to do. Every time you come up against a trial or a tribulation, you let it stop you. You got to find your why, and your why is what's going to start you. And the problem with some of you in this room, you don't have no drive. You ain't got nothing pushing you. You ain't got no reason for waking up in the morning. You ain't got no reason for pushing past that pain. You have no reason. You better find one before you get out of here today. You better go inside. You still looking outside for the stuff that's already inside. You still looking for someone to save you when you already your superhero. You looking for some information from somebody when you already got what you need in your head. It's just time for you to get up and be the best version of you. It's not an option. And the reason why some of you are not where you're supposed to be, you've given yourself an option. You've given yourself an out. You've given yourself an excuse. You've given yourself room not to do it. But you have what it takes. Give me some energy. I can.
I will.
I will.
I must.
Come on, I can. Come on, I will.
I must.
I can. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. I can means I have the ability to do it. I got what it takes. I have the ability to do it. I will. I have the willpower to make it happen. I must. My wife needs me. I must. My son needs me. I must. My daughter needs me.
We can, we will, and we must get through this. Let's go.
I want to ask you a question, seriously. This is going to be hard, because some of you are young and you like still worried about what people think about you, so you don't want to be honest in front of people. I want you to think about what level you want. Are you giving 90, 80, 70? Listen to what I'm saying for a minute. I gave everything I got. I have no more to give. Like, I really put 120 into this. So raise your hand if you're giving 120. Like, I ain't got no more to give, E. I'm giving 100, E. I'm just doing at least what Coach want me to do. I'm doing everything Coach want me to do. I'm giving about 90%, E, I'm gonna be real. I'm giving about 90%. Let me see your hand. Of my effort, let me see your hands. I'm giving about 80%. Let me see your hand. 70%. Let me see your hand. I need you for you to admit where you are. What is it going to take for you to give every single thing you got? What is that going to take? It's consistency. And so I got to go to bed at a certain time. I got to wake up at a certain time. There's certain things I can't eat, certain things I can't watch, certain things I can't do. And I'm talking about that grind. I got an opportunity. You got an opportunity. So here's the deal. When you have an opportunity, why would you give 80% when you have an opportunity? Somebody answer that for me. Y'all talk. Why would you give 80%, 70%? Why wouldn't you always give 120%? This right here, for a lot of y'all ain't got no discipline. It's killing you. It's killing you. And you don't even realize it's killing you. It's killing you. If you're not giving 120, I'm not mad at you. My job is not to dog you out. Because once we go back out, my goal is to come here and take you to that next level. From today on, you play whatever your best game is, you play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're going to score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. Life going to go on regardless. Mental toughness. It is in those times we have to be stronger than we've ever been before. Why? Because they need us more than they ever needed us before. I just want to make sure that the life we got left, that is sweeter than the life that if I wasn't focused and I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. And we're going to make it the best possible. It's your life. You got it. What you going to do with it?
I want to ask you a question, seriously. How many of y'all in this room, you like, yo, E, it is my life, but I ain't been in control of it as much as I should be in control of it. And after the day, I'm taking more control of it. Let me see your hand. Be honest with me. Come on, let me see your hands.
And so you looked up to who when you played ball? Like, who were the people you looked up to?
Kobe.
Kobe. LeBron. CP. D-Wade. Kobe. I was the same thing with me with Dr. Martin Luther King. In Washington, like all those people, I got a dream. When I saw Malcolm, like, boom. And I saw hundreds of black men, boom. Like, let's go. I'm like, I could do that. And then when I found out I could make money doing it and I could take care of my family, I was like, showtime. Like, you only got one shot, E. So hear what I'm saying. Opportunity. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. When you understand you have an opportunity, you play a little different. Here's what I want to tell you. If you're going to get it, you're going to have that dog. You're going to have that dog. You're going to have to be that dude that say, I'm not just going with skills. There's a one type of dude who feel like because he's gifted that it's just an automatic role for him. And let me tell y'all something. You are gifted, but you better humble yourself. You got skill and you got will. Two total different things. You were born with certain things, but to get to the next level, and not just get to the next level, to stay at the next level, you gotta have will when you get to that next level. So when you play, you have to compete. It's sports, it's basketball. Why wouldn't you give 120%? Talk to me. What would make you not give 120%? You gotta answer it. You play that level every single time. It doesn't mean you're gonna score every time, but the effort has it. You can always give 120% effort. You can't dictate if the ball gonna always go in. You can't dictate what kind of game you're gonna have. You can't dictate how your body is gonna respond to moving around. But you can dictate your what? You can dictate your good. You can dictate your, you can always give 120% effort. Like, here's the deal. When y'all go play tonight, tomorrow, my goal is for you to go 120. So you're going to have the right people in here helping y'all. But if you do giving me 70, 80, 90, you ain't giving me 120. You're not going to get out of this experience what you're supposed to get out. That's my job. Why don't you always give 120% effort?
It's your turn.
You can't push yourself forward if all you're thinking about is the doubts and the negative things that people are saying, because you're relying more on their ideas and their dreams of you instead of you relying on your own dreams and ideas of yourself. Why would you want to surround yourself with people that don't have ideas that are great? Why would you want to surround yourself because of a number? You know, a lot of people tend to wonder, oh, how many friends they have and how many people in their corner. Oh, I have a million followers. I have tens and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that support me. How many of those people do you actually know? Do you realize the power that you have right now? Even the people that don't like you, they are drawn to you. They see you, but they don't see your greatness. They don't see what you truly have inside. They are afraid of it. They don't lift it up. They don't encourage it because they're not happy. So they want you to come on their side. They want you to believe in their ideas of what you think of yourself. They doubt you and you believe what they doubt. Instead of you waking up from your slumber, instead of you waking up from this nightmare of despair and letting your opportunities come to life, it's going to be a tough time, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be rough. It's going to be some tough times and tough days ahead for you. But that doesn't mean your ideas are gonna die. That doesn't mean that you stop. That doesn't mean you stop believing in yourself. You just gotta keep on working. When you got people looking at you from the left side and the right side, from the front to the back, and you in the middle, just remember, everybody's watching. Just give them something to see. Let them see it. Are you watching me? Watch this. Or you want to stop me? You can't stop this. That's the mentality that you must have in yourself. Don't you dare give up now. I know what that pain feels like. I know how to absorb that pain. And I know how to keep marching. And I know how to keep moving. And I know how to get productive in my life. Can't stop what you didn't create. You can hate it, but you can't dominate it. Because it belongs to me. Your ideas belongs to you.
So many people dream big dreams, but they never take any action. So listen to me carefully. If you don't believe in yourself, you've already lost the battle. Not believing in yourself is a losing battle, because either you won't try at all, or you will convince yourself that you can't do it. And when you convince yourself that you can't do it, your results are going to confirm what you believe. You fall short of your goals when you predict that you're not going to hit them. And sometimes you're too focused on probability. You're asking yourself, well, what's the likelihood of this happening? Versus focusing on the possibility. Asking yourself, how would my life change if I accomplish this? Ask yourself that question. And don't wait on approval from anyone outside of you. And don't feel bad because you feel like no one is cheering for you. No, you've got to decide that you are your biggest fan. You've got to decide that you're gonna finish what you started if you don't have one person supporting you. If nobody acknowledges you, acknowledge yourself. If nobody supports you, support yourself. This is the thing. If you keep showing up, if you keep going hard, if you stay consistent through your valley moments, your results will turn those who ignored you into fans.
It's not that you don't want everything that comes with the path that leads to your true potential, but you are too hung up on blaming the past and the present. You are too hung up on blaming your mom for how she treated you when you were younger. You are too hung up on blaming your teachers for how they spoke to you. You're too hung up on the shitty thing that happened to you years ago. I'm not trying to discredit your pain, but you gotta let that shit go. And because of that, you aren't able to appreciate the strength and power you have today. You aren't able to step into that power because you are choosing to justify excuses every single time you open your fucking eyes. It's time to take responsibility. Understand that you are in control of how you feel every day, what you do every day, how you act every day. So don't get it twisted. The excuse that these outside sources control how you feel, what you do, and how you act is just a justification that has been drilled into your head since you were younger. Break out of it. Understand that we have the power to change our lives. Stop putting the power in other people's hands by blaming them for your current situation. Take that back. Choose to shift the trajectory of your life so you can live up to your true potential. And don't for one second think it's going to be easy.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep the effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. You gotta be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Life is going to be hard. No one said it was supposed to be easy. Life isn't fair. Sometimes you just got to do it alone. What do you do? How do you live? How do we get through it? You got to stand up. You got to get up. The path that you have chosen was never designed to be easy. Some people want it easy, but I dare you to go the hard way. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us? Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. Hard times create tough mass. Tough mass creates tough characters. But you got to carry on. So when it gets tough, you gotta get tougher. When you're standing on your own 2 feet and the storm is coming in, you still gotta stand. And sometimes you just gotta stand alone. Greatness requires work. And hard work is how you get it. You don't give up because it's hard. You don't give up because it's challenging. You don't give up on you. Let the hard work begin. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, with a great mindset. Because there's no one like you. There's nothing that can stop you. No one can do the things that you do. No one can stand like you do. You have to keep going. You have to be truthful to who you are inside. It was never designed to be easy. Don't give up. Go for it. The question is, how hungry are you? How much are you willing to give of yourself? Because it's really ultimately up to you. You can't sit around and waste time. You can't sit around and determine that everything is going to go your way, because it will not go your way all the time. But I tell you what, if you keep laying around wasting time, time is going to continue to carry on with or without you. Because you have already decided to lay in your bed because you were just too tired to get up. It's up to you to make a difference so that you can be a difference maker. It's up to you to be a solution and not a problem. That means you got to be serious and you got to be willing and you got to be dedicated. You got to take that leap of faith. I understand it will never be easy. I understand that I got to work. I understand that sometimes I want to give up, but I will not give up. So while you're sitting around, moping around, blaming everybody for what you're not doing, guess what? Nobody's gonna sit around and wait for you to do the right thing for yourself. Because it's all up to you. So just get busy. You are on your way. Success doesn't have time for your excuses. Success doesn't have time for your laziness. Success doesn't have time for the person who doesn't truly want to change. See, I know you are scared, but turn that fear into fire. We've all been there. We've all been afraid of something. But don't give up. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep going. Embrace the suck. And keep on fighting. It's okay that you fail, but don't think you don't have what it takes. Don't doubt. Don't be ashamed. Trust in who you are. I must work. I must believe. I will fight. I will work. I will push. And I will never quit on me. I know that I have to work. I know that I have to believe. I know I have to trust in me. You got to show up. Sometimes we are going to have to just deal with the circumstances and the challenges that we face. You can't be soft. You can't be weak and expect the greatness to come out of you. You can't expect anything good to come out of nothing. If you're not giving nothing, you get nothing. Now get up and do your work. When it comes to the work ethic, that's when you have to dig deeper. That's when you have to work harder. That's when you have to shut out all the noise and all the naysayers. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you just have to be quiet and listen to your passion. Listen to your heart. Listen to your truth. It's okay sometimes, because these things are going to happen no matter how hard you work. But you don't have the right to give up. You don't have the right to give in. And stop playing the blame game and go about your business. When you have been pushed back even harder. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. Pain, passion, focus, faith, you put it together. You will be an unstoppable force.
No one's good at everything. I mean, that's just not the way life works. What you know is very limited, and what you don't know is limitless.
The man who led us to 6 Super Bowls.
Those who stay will be champions.
War number 12, the greatest of all time, right here at Tom Brady.
If I want to be the best, I got to beat the best. Man, if I want to be good, I gotta wake up in the morning, and I gotta do the extra work, and I gotta show up when other guys aren't, and I've gotta learn, and I've gotta continue to be open to learning. But I had to take it to a new level that the other guys wouldn't. Nothing was given to me. So I'm gonna go out there and compete as hard as I can, and I'm gonna treat practice like a game, and I'm gonna gain the respect of my teammates every day through my work ethic. I'm gonna work hard in the weight room. I'm gonna work hard in the film room. I'm gonna work hard to be a good student. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I'm gonna do to the best of my ability. I never once in my life ever said I wanted to be the best of all time. I'm just a story like everybody else. I wanted to be the best I could be, period. And I said, be proud of the man in the glass. Be proud of that man that wakes up every day and does the best he could do with his priorities. So we're all talented at certain things, but we can really continue to improve our weaknesses if we're humble enough to identify them, and we can build on our strengths. Focus on what you can control. Focus on what you're getting, not what anyone else is getting. Whenever you get an opportunity, you take advantage of it. You treat it like it's the Super Bowl. You treat it like it's game day. Go out there and treat practice like no one else does. And you have an opportunity every day to surround yourself with people to help you grow. You know, I always said we play for the name on the front of our jersey, was the Patriots or the Bucks, or, and I play for the name on the back of the jersey, which was my family and the people that encouraged me. I was so blessed to have this discipline over a really long period of time. It was a lot of tough competition. But I was never, I would say, like a prodigy. You know, I wasn't like the kid where you see Tiger Woods swinging on the Johnny Carson show at 2 or 3 years old. And, you know, his swing looks as good as it did at 3 years old as it did, you know, as he grew older. Or, you know, certain players that had this unbelievable prodigy aspect to themselves. I saw myself as someone who probably had some other traits that maybe were hard to identify, but that were really sustainable over time, which was, I would say, work ethic and discipline. There was this discipline that I had that even as 13, 14, 15 years old, where all these other boys were, I went to an all-boy school in the Bay Area, and I remember showing up my first day as freshman year. I didn't have much, you know, hair under my arms or anything like that. I was like, and these other kids came in shaving, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I didn't know how to put the pads on in my pants when I tried out for freshman football. I mean, I had never played until that point except in the street. So these kids came out there, they had, you know, helmets and shoulder pads that they had worn for 4 years. I went on the field and I was like, I'm going to get killed out here, you know. And my freshman year, I didn't even play. I was the backup quarterback on a team that went 0-8. I couldn't get on the field, and we never won a game anyway. I mean, it's one thing to be the starting quarterback and to lose. If they don't even think you're good enough to be a starting quarterback on a team that's 0-8, you must really suck. So naturally, I was like, oh, cool, I'll continue to, you know, work on my skill. A lot of it was even going into my second year in high school, there were workouts in the morning at 6 a.m. before school. And I was like, okay, I can get up at 6 a.m. and I can go do these rope drills where you'd run through the ropes. You see a lot of people do that. There were these hills that we would run up. And there was probably less than 10 people there, but I was probably one of the three that were there almost every single day to try to continue to push myself to grow in these maybe physical areas that I was really behind a lot of the other people at. And I went in there, I competed really hard my third year, and I lost the starting job to Brian Greasy. So I go into my fourth year, and I was like, now's my time. I worked hard to compete my first 3 years. Going into my fourth year, I got a great opportunity to play. And they recruited a kid named Drew Henson. And I was like, the competition's relentless. At first, I was looking at the guys ahead of me. Now I got to be looking down at the guys behind me, too. And going into my fourth year, my teammates named me team captain. And I won the starting job. We had a good year. We finished 10-3, you know, beat everyone out. And then I showed up, and Coach Carr says, well, you're going to compete with Drew Henson to be the starter going into your fifth year. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. You want me to compete? That's what we're gonna do. I competed really hard again in my fifth year. Took it to a new level. Thought about my conditioning, my strength. Thought about how I was doing my making my decisions off the field. I was starting to play really good. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna have a chance. Coach Carr called me in and he said, well, Tom, this is what we're gonna do. You're gonna start. Drew, you're gonna play the second quarter. And I'm gonna decide at halftime who plays the rest of the year. Coach Carr said, the platoon's off. Tom's playing the rest of the year. We didn't lose a game the rest of the season. It was a tough battle for me. It was a tough go. It was tough in high school. It was really tough in college. So of course, now I'm going to the NFL draft. And I'm like, but all these pro coaches must have seen how good I was. Man, I'm going to be a second round pick. Round one, two, and here we go. sixth round, pick 199. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make all those other teams pay. Like I said, I wasn't the prodigy. I learned about work ethic. I learned about resilience. I learned about gaining the trust and the respect of my teammates and coaches to name me captain. I learned about how to dig deep within myself a long way from home without a ton of support. I was so motivated to be the best I could be that it wasn't I wasn't motivated to be the starter. I wasn't motivated to win the Super Bowl. I just was motivated to give my best, do the best with the opportunity I got, and to never let my teammates down. All those experiences that we think are the hardest things in our life end up being the best experience in our life, because if you approach it with humility and you look inward, they become the best opportunities for growth and learning. But most people could say, man, I want to exercise for one day. I want to be more hydrated for one day. Well, can you do it for a week? Well, that's more discipline, right? Can you do it for a month? That's more discipline. Can you do it for a year? That's even more discipline. How disciplined are you to maintain that routine over a period of time? And I think that will determine your level of success. Fame didn't motivate me. I didn't give a about any of it. I always took less money because I wanted a good team around me. I didn't care about going to all these different places and doing those things. I just wanted to be my best. I wanted to go out there and the team believed in me. I didn't want to let them down. If I want to be the best, I got to beat the best.